This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Kia's first three-row, all-electric SUV, the Kia EV9. With available all-wheel drive and seating for up to seven adults. With 0-60 speed that thrills you 1 minute and available lounge seats that unwind you the next. Visit kia.com/EV9 to learn more. Ask your Kia dealer for availability. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Always drive safely.
Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hi guys, welcome back to the Guide Me Glow podcast. And today I'm recording my first episode from my new place. And I'm so excited and happy in this home. Honestly, I feel so held and truly like so myself in this home. It's new, it's bright, it's a place to myself, and I'm just in love with it. And I know I literally just jumped straight into this, so sorry if you're new here, welcome. If you don't know, I live in Bali, and I've been moving around like a little bit, like in Bali. I moved to like a new like location in Bali, and I just feel so much more at peace in it. Really just kind of, if we want to jump straight into this, it's really just made me realize like how important the environment is for me. I mean, maybe not for everyone, but I know for me, like, the environment really does kind of play a part in how I, you know, I'm productive in the day and how I want to do stuff, and it just makes things in my life flow a lot easier. And the place that I was in before, not to say that I didn't like it. I mean, it was great for the time that I was there and it was easy and I kind of went there straight from the UK, but I feel like it didn't really support my routine and didn't support my nervous system either. Like, it was a pretty dark place and there wasn't a lot of natural light. And for me, I'm such a sun baby, like I need natural light, you know? Like, I don't want to wake up and feel like I have to put the lights on first thing. Like, that is just not a vibe for me. So I feel really, really grateful. And also just, yeah, I'm really happy I made the move and I trust myself. And to be honest, guys, I feel like I manifested this place. Like, I'm not even joking. I was like, you know, I kind of put down exactly the vibe I wanted, the location, everything. But I didn't put a lot of pressure on finding it because I was obviously on the lookout and I was like taking action and kind of like being aware. Okay, that's a bit of a lie. I did put it marked down in my calendar when I would be moving to this new area. And I wrote it down my calendar. I moved in a week after because I was in the area like the week before, just like visiting friends and stuff like that. But yeah, I ended up moving the week after, and it's really crazy like how it really is the exact place that I kind of envisioned, you know. I feel really, really grateful for it, and I feel like when I'm in this area, I just feel like all my manifestations just come to fruition. I have an episode on how to manifest, so if you're interested in that, go back. I think it was my first episode, and I also did an updated one in the middle of maybe last year. I'll put the link in the show notes if you're interested in listening to that, if you want to know how I manifest. But yeah, I just feel like, wow, I did that. I really did that, and I feel really great. So that was a little, like, you know, jump start into this episode. Just, I couldn't wait to share with you guys. And I feel really, really grateful and really, really happy. And yeah, I feel excited for this year. And that leads me on to what this episode is going to be about, which is February goals. Like, how has January gone past already? If I think back to the 1st of Jan, so much has happened in my life in 1 month. I'm like, it's crazy. Just in terms of like personal development, friendships, relationships, like business things. Obviously I moved, like just so many things have happened that month. And I'm like, what is gonna happen this month? And I wanna be a lot more intentional this month. I feel a lot more like focused here. I noticed myself being home a lot actually since moving in here, and I think it's just because it's my own space and I love it so much. And it reminds me of when I lived in Sydney and I just loved my home so much, and I was like always home, working from home, but I like to get out obviously like for dinner and like see friends here and there, just because I don't want to be home like all the time. But I just feel like this month and the next couple months is just going to be a lot of focus on work. I feel really motivated and inspired and just, yeah, getting back into routine, like finding my routine as well, because every time I move, it takes me like a week or two to adjust. And I've been here for like 2 weeks now, so I feel like I'm kind of finding my routine. I've been obsessed with Pilates. There's this Pilates place I always go to, and just finding my little spots, you know? So I'm super excited for it, but I did want to make an episode about February goals and share with you my goals just to inspire you. And not, they're not super overwhelming, to be honest. Like, they're things that I've done before, but I just want to be a little bit more intentional this month, because Jan is always just like a test month, isn't it? It's like, okay, you know, you've done with the Christmas holidays, and you're just kind of getting back into things, but it's like a slow way of getting into it. I mean, maybe not. Maybe you just went head full in. But I definitely like to do it slowly and just kind of figure out, you know, what do I want from this year? What is working? What is not working? Being a lot more introspective and reflective, which I've definitely been doing. I've been loving getting into journaling again. I mean, I never really stopped, to be honest, but just being more like intentional about my journaling, reading, just all these things. And February is kind of like, okay, let's go. Let's just, you know, stay focused, do what you say you're going to do and make things happen. So I feel like this month is going to be that month for me. So yeah, I want to share with you some of my goals that I have on here. I always write them down on my notes. Honestly, like, I don't really use any of these like fancy note app things. I literally just use notes on my iPhone, and I have folders and I just write down everything in there because it's just easy for me to look at. I've tried other apps, and like sometimes I use Notion for my work. But on my phone, I don't use Notion. I just feel like it's not that user-friendly on the phone. So honestly, notes is like the best thing. So before we get into the goals, I wanna tell you the affirmation of the week. And I actually didn't plan this one, so I'm gonna think of one right now on the spot. So this is inspired. I went to a women's circle last night, just so spontaneously, literally like it started at 6:30 and I live like 5 minutes away from where it was, and I just left at that time. Like, I just saw it and I just went, and it was really eye-opening to me again and inspired me to keep sharing the messages that I shared, because I feel like everyone has gone through, you know, moments in life where self-love hasn't been the highest priority. And self-love is such a journey in many ways, and it's such a big topic that there's no way that I can even like comprehend it in one sentence. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would have to do a whole episode on it. But after hearing the girls say some things about their self-love journey and, you know, things that they were kind of still working on, made me realize that we put so much pressure on ourselves, and it kind of feels counterintuitive, because then we feel worse on ourselves. You know, we're trying to give ourselves more self-love, but then we feel bad that we aren't doing all these things that we think we should do, and then we feel bad about ourselves. So it's kind of like you're trying to give self-love, but then you take it away because we're not being compassionate, and, you know, we're not being patient with ourselves. And so because of this, I want to give us an affirmation of I am love, I spread love, and I receive love. And I know this is more of like a simple one than I usually do, but I don't know. I just feel like when it comes to giving ourselves self-love, and, you know, the concept of love, it's like love is always around us and it's always abundant. So saying like, I am love, I give love and I receive love, it's like a holistic way of seeing love. It's like a full circle, you know, like there never is a... love is never going to run out, because it's always going to be there, whether you feel it or not. But if you don't feel like there's a lot of love within you or from others, know that there always is love from somewhere or someone, and it's always within you. And when you kind of look at it this way, you think, okay, well, maybe if you haven't been showing yourself a lot of self-love recently, think to yourself, A, why do you think that is? What are the, you know, things that you've been telling yourself that you feel like you have to do and you are not doing? And really that is setting yourself up for failure, because if you're putting up all these like to-do things and plans and, yeah, you know, in relation to this episode, I'm gonna say these goals, but that doesn't mean that I am doing these every single day, or, you know, I expect you to do these every single day. It's really not like that. It's more so to get us inspired and motivated and maybe do a few of them, or, you know, some days you're able to do more than others and that's okay. It's the whole point is just to improve in one way or another, you know? Just because you didn't do the whole thing to the perfect standard doesn't mean you failed. And it doesn't mean that you haven't shown yourself love. And in the women's circle yesterday, we were asked, you know, what does self-love mean to you? And a little bit of what I said was, self-love is the daily practices that you do every day. Every moment and every thing that you do, and the next action you take is an opportunity to show yourself self-love. And this is, you know, through the things that you do when you wake up in the morning. This is the things that you communicate to other people. It's your boundaries. It's the way that you eat. It's the words that you say to yourself and the thoughts that you think about yourself. And I think recently I've really noticed how I've been more aware of, okay, where does my self-love for the moment, and also where does my confidence lie? Because I would say I'm a pretty confident person, but then I also sometimes think, wait, maybe I do find myself trying to seek validation from outside of me, whether it is social media, you know, whether it is from what people think about me. And honestly, this has been something that I've really consciously been working on and not caring about what others think of me, because I really realized that this was a problem like a few years ago, and I was like, you know, I'm always thinking about what other people think of me. And, you know, it's not so easy just to tune that out and be like, okay, I don't care. Because, and I think in as humans, we always will care in one way or another of what others think of us. But I think it's just turning that down. And now I don't really feel like it affects what I do, but I'm still conscious of it. You know, the thought still goes through my mind. But for me, it's more so just to silence it and be like, it doesn't matter what other people think of me, because I am still loved and I'm still enough. And if I accept myself, then that's all that needs to be. So I went on a little bit about that, but I hope that that spoke to some of you who feel like maybe, you know, it's the start of the year and maybe you haven't been reaching your goals or showing yourself that love, because you've been putting so much pressure on yourself. And honestly, I feel like the best things that happen is when you just don't put the pressure on yourself like that, you know? So with that being said, I want to move into the Feb goals. They're not hugely dramatic, like I said, or super long. I also don't want to make this episode super long, because actually I need to stop in 15 minutes. So this will be a short one. But we're going to start with the mindset. And the first one is no phone in the mornings for mental clarity. And oh yeah, one thing I want to note is every time I've been writing down my goals, I tell myself why. Because when there's a why attached to the goal, you're more likely to do it and you're more likely to feel motivated to do it. Whereas if you're just like, okay, in the mornings, I don't want to go on my phone. And you're just like, and if you're used to doing that in the mornings, if you don't know why you're not wanting to go on your phone, you're going to go on your phone. So when you attach a why to it, it just makes that goal a lot stronger. And I know I said in my last goals video, I also put like timestamps on it as well, which you can also do, but obviously you do that on your own time. But the first one, yes, no phone in the mornings for mental clarity, because I feel like in the past I was so good at never going on my phone in the morning. My phone is always on flight mode before I go to sleep, like always. I still do that just because of like the, is it the I don't know, like some of the signal things, I don't want it to go in my like brainwaves. I don't know, it's like a biohack thing, but anyways. So yeah, no phone in the morning, because I feel like when I wake up and I go straight on my phone, I notice I do this when I wake up late, I'm like straight into looking at my messages, and it makes me think of obviously what someone said to me. Whereas I don't want to start my morning like that. Like, I want to start my morning, I always listen to affirmations in the morning, and I just want to think about what I want to think about, you know, and clear my mind and have that time to myself before I respond to messages, before I see things on social media that can impact my day. So when I start myself, when I start my mornings just for me, and, you know, wake up, do my skincare, I'm listening to affirmations, I'm journaling, I'm meditating, I go to Pilates, or I, you know, go to the gym, and then I'll like look at my phone, or, you know, I guess after, you know, the journaling and meditation, you can look at your phone for like a second, but you're not like full on like in bed scrolling on your phone for like half an hour before you get out of bed. Like, no, don't do that. I mean, I never really do that to that extent, but I know that some people are in that habit, and I understand why it's easy to get in the habit, because you just like, you know, want to just like chill in bed for a bit and like wake up. But that's not really waking up, because you're staring at your screen, and you need to get up, get out, look at the sky, look at the sun if it's sunny, and, you know, be present. Be like, I am here, another day on this earth. That is a blessing. I'm grateful. I'm amazing. And trust me, you'll have a much better day. So that is goal one for the mind. And then another one is social media limits for creativity. So it kind of ties in with the phone thing, but I want to limit my time on social media a bit more, and kind of have a rule of, you know, going like from 9 to like, I'm here at 8 p.m. here, but to be honest, that's not going to happen yet. So if I say like 9 to 9 p.m. or something like that, or yeah, I'm more likely to follow that. And after say 9 or 9:30 p.m., I'm just going to cap social media, and you won't be able to reach me on social media. And that is when my evening routine will start. Whereas, you know, where that might be journaling again and reflecting on my day, or reading, or watching like a self-development video or something, just to like help me wind down. And then when I go to sleep, I'm thinking of my best self that is possible. And I have the tendency to like do work at night, and I'll just sit in my bed and be super productive and edit and stuff on my phone at work, in my bed at night. But I want to stop that, and sometimes it just has to be done. I notice that, you know, life isn't perfect, and sometimes if I want to succeed and want to get things done, like, I just have to do it. But also with that, you have to remember to be in flow and ease, and don't feel like you have to force things, and especially in work, have a bit more of that feminine energy that flows through. Another one is reading 5 pages daily. I really want to get back into reading every night, and at the moment, I'm reading a book called Why Men Love Bitches. This title is interesting, okay? But the book is not about that. It's more about understanding men and relationships, and I just find it super interesting, like the whole, like, how men and women are so different in their thinking and dating. Because if you think about it, you know, the one of the top most important things in lives are relationships. So to be able to understand that, and to understand how men think as a woman, I think that's extremely important for a successful relationship in the future, and like dating and stuff. So I'm reading that. I bought it in the airport like the other month, and it's pretty good. Some of it's like, I'm not sure if I agree with it 100%, because I think it depends on how developed the man is, and like, you know, what they're into and stuff. But more or less, it has good teachings on it. But this is a good habit, because say if you're replacing it with the social media scrolling, you're just like learning more, and you're just being more intentional with how you spend your time. Okay, another one is plan work by writing goals and taking action steps to do it. Do the things that are most important and not just the things to do. And I said I want to reach a financial goal, which I'm not going to tell you guys, because I feel like I don't need to tell you guys everything. And some things are just better kept to yourself to protect the energy, because I mean, I love you guys and I trust you guys, but you know, you never know. And I like to keep stuff like that to myself. But by basically with upping my work goals and like taking more action, for me, I can be like so excited in a work project, which by the way, I'm creating something like so exciting, which I'll obviously share when it's out there. But oh my God, guys, I wonder if you guys can guess. If you can guess, DM me your guesses. But I'm creating like a new, I'm starting a new business. Nothing to do with really like Garden Mingle or anything, but I'm super excited. So in that sense, I'm like super excited to just start jump that. But then I'm like, no, I need to obviously carry on my other things and do that. So yeah, it's about finding the balance and also taking aligned action, and not just the daily things that you need to do that are like, I don't know, important. You need to do the things that are going to basically move the business forward, rather than doing like the day to day that's like not really going to make that much of an impact. Obviously you need to do those things too, but in terms of prioritization, do the things that's going to move you forward, and then figure out the rest, you know. Okay, now we move on to body ori ori. Okay, so the first one, I'm all for intuitive eating, 80-20 rule, eating what you want, go girl. But because I feel like I've got to a place where I feel really happy with my relationship with food, and I feel really grateful that I've come to the stage, because trust me, it was not like that before. I am more conscious now of the foods that I'm eating and how it affects my mood, my energy, and my skin. So my skin, like face-wise, has always been pretty good. But when I was younger, I used to get eczema a lot. And recently, I've noticed it comes back, A, it's weather dependent, and also B, when I'm stressed and certain foods that I eat. So I wanna really manage my stress levels and have no one cause me stress and not cause stress on myself. And also just be more mindful of the types of foods I'm eating. For example, gluten and sugar, I feel like every time I eat something like that, it kind of causes more of a flare up for me. And I don't want that. So I'm being more mindful of the gluten and sugar I'm eating, and I'm not cutting it out, you know, completely, but to me, I'm limiting it a little bit. Like, okay, in Bali, you always eat out, you know, for dinner and whatever. So I'm not gonna get dessert every day after dinner. Like, I don't need to do that, you know, and there's a lot of sugar. So maybe on the weekend, I will allow myself, you know, more of an indulgent meal with more with more gluten or dessert. But in the weekdays, I'm just gonna eat how I normally eat if I was cooking. So like usually a protein and veggies and fats, and some healthy carbs or something like that. So just being more mindful on that. The next one is wake up earlier for productivity. I'm gonna work towards waking up at 6:30 a.m. again, because at the minute I'm waking up around 7 if I have Pilates at 8. When I want to wake up even earlier so I can do my morning routine before Pilates and then not feel like I have to do it after. And also it's just nice to wake up early and feel like you have the whole morning and you can get more things done, and I feel like I have more energy. Like my peak energy is probably like 11 a.m. So I want to make the most of that and in the morning just do my leisure stuff and things for my, you know, self. And then I go into like work and meeting other people and stuff like that. Another one, hand in hand, is sleeping early for my mind and body. And I said that my body needs rest to properly function and repair. And I'm gonna work towards sleeping at 10:30, 11 p.m. Sometimes it's hard here because you go for dinner at like 8 p.m. You have like, yeah, that's like 2 hours, and then it's 10 p.m. Then you get back and I wanna wind down and end up being like 12, sometimes even 1 a.m., sometimes even 2 if I'm feeling a little crazy. But yeah, I don't wanna do that anymore because I really feel like it affects my, just my mind and my brain and how it works. And also just not having enough sleep is, yeah, very kind of detrimental. Even though we don't see it, in the long run, we will see it. So I wanna work towards like this 7-8 hours minimum, and yeah, just prioritize my sleep really. And then we move on to the spirits, and I want to discover my spiritual side through healers. And the reason why I put this down is because yes, I would say pretty spiritual. I also don't preach it in a way that's like, you know, super like out of this world, because I feel like I blend spirituality with current reality of the world that we live in. Because, you know, we do live in the current reality and that's important. But also, I feel like in the past year, I really noticed it more so when I moved to Bali. But the healers I would see, the readers I would see, or even like messages I'll get from tarot cards, all that kind of stuff, says that I had this shamanic side of me. And if you don't know what that means, it kind of means like I have the ability to heal and kind of like a light worker. And I kind of knew this, not gonna lie, deep down. you know, obviously the work that I do here, but I want to delve deeper into it, like even more so, and tap into my intuitive side. And yesterday I pulled a tarot card and it was really inspiring to me. It basically just told me to stop looking for answers outside of me and trust your inner voice, because you know the answers, and don't look for others to like confirm something for you. Like, you know the answer. And I was like, wow, okay, I need to do that. And sometimes I feel like I trust others more than myself in for like a second. Now I know that I'm like, no, I am, you know, what I feel is valid and what I feel is true. But sometimes it can, yeah, if someone else disagrees or whatever, sometimes I'll be like, wait, am I the problem? But obviously everyone has their own reality, so like no one is actually right or wrong, but just following my own intuition, my own heart, is something I want to practice like 100%, you know, and just be like sure of myself and confident in that, which I feel like I'm pretty close to, but it's just like a reassurance. Another one is inner child work and kind of working through certain triggers and how I can heal it. And this one is really important because this one actually comes the most up in like friendships and relationships. And I think that correlates to the relationship I have with my parents and how I was brought up. And so I want to do more inner child work on that. I think I'm going to hold an inner child event in Bali. Maybe I do that for Feb. Yeah, because I'm going to do an event in Feb. And if you're interested, drop me a DM on Instagram. If you want to come, I'm going to do it end of Feb, I think, in Morabito. Because I'm speaking to one of the guys from Morabito in Canggu. And I think I'm going to do an event together. So I think that would be amazing to just do some inner child work. Because when you do some inner child healing, it, you know, the things that happen has happened, but it won't affect how you act now. So say the same kind of situation happens to you, you won't react in the same way. You'll see it as like, oh wait, okay, this feels familiar, but I don't need to react in the same way, or I don't need to feel like a certain way because based on how other people have treated me in the past. So that is...
Do you want to stay up to date with the messiest drama on the internet? Or what about those crazy viral challenges? Then be sure to tune in to TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
And each week we're either breaking down the spicy viral stories or we're hanging out with the most popular influencers around. Tana Mojo is in the building.
I don't even know if they're hating. They're probably just telling the truth, but we love the haters too.
Sophia Franklin.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk, but like, let's be real with each other, you know?
Bryce Hall is here, y'all. Make some noise, people.
I'm single, by the way.
Right.
So if you like viral drama, influencer culture, and just overall hot messiness, check out new episodes of TMZ Verified every Thursday right here on Spotify.
A goal of mine. And I'm going to do that through just going to more like inner healing things, practices, maybe going to Ubud, seeing more healers. I'm letting the teacher come to me. These things, I feel like you can't push or force. They just have to come to you. So I'm just going to trust. I'm going to put that intention out there and just trust that, yes, a teacher will come to me to teach me more and then I can teach you. So this will be great. And then I also have some work goals. I want to make this podcast more of a priority and have, you know, definitely weekly episodes, but maybe even twice a week, guys. She's stepping up. And I don't know if you listened to my last episode, but it was an interview. And I feel like I want to do more interviews too. You guys love the solo episodes though. Like every time I put the poll thing on Spotify, you guys love the solo episodes, which, I mean, thank you. I appreciate you. But I love interviews because you learn so much as well. So maybe I do like interview and solo episode, like solo episode every week, and then maybe two interviews a month. And see how you guys respond to that. But let me know if you have any people that you'd want on the podcast, anyone you feel like I would vibe with and have interesting conversations with. I also want to, another one of my work goals is to sign more one-on-one clients because I just, yeah, I want like a handful. I don't even want too many because it's not like my main thing, but I love having one-on-one clients and I'm working with one at the moment. And we just, in the space of 3 weeks, she quit her job, she's going freelance, she's worked on getting into better routine, feeling healthier, better, like she's made so many improvements in only 3 sessions. So I just feel like it has so much impact on people's lives. And by the way, none of that was like forced upon me. It was just me like having these sessions with her, asking her some questions and getting her to see what's clear for her, basically. So if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, all my services are on my website, so I'll link that in the show notes. But yeah, if you've been thinking about it for a while, I think now's the time. This is your sign. And yeah, I'm also trying to grow my social media, so posting more often, and yeah, my financial goal, which when I do hit, I will tell you guys how I did it. But that is all my goals. I hope you found this interesting and inspired you. Maybe you can take some for you as well. I kind of made these ones a bit more personal. These are honestly the ones that I wrote down a couple days ago. So yeah, you can take some of those for yours, or you can tweak some, whatever works for you best. I'm going to leave you with the challenge of the week, because we love a little challenge. And actually, another thing I want to do, and this is going to be the challenge of the week, is do something different that you've never done this week. Whether it is pottery making, whether it is surfing. I say that because these are two things I'm going to try. Okay, I'm not really a water girl baby. I'm some baby, but and surfing kind of scares me, because I did it once in Newquay in Cornwall in England. And it was like cold. I was with a group of friends and we weren't, like, we didn't have lessons. Like, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I had this like big board. I'm pretty sure I got smashed like 1,000 times. And honestly, that was traumatizing because it was so cold as well. So, but I know it's so different in Bali. So I think I'm just going to give it a go, even though I'm not like, I don't know. I don't really see myself as a surfer girl, but I feel like maybe I should try it, because when I lived in Sydney, I never tried it. So just going to put myself out there and outside of my comfort zone and just do it. And yeah, so whatever it is, whether maybe it's getting back into dancing, just do something different you haven't done this week. A creative thing that's not work related also, like something that's just going to get you out of your mind and more into your body and just like feel more, just yeah, after you've done that, just be like, I'm proud of myself, you know? So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this short episode, and I'll be back next week with a new episode. I'm so excited to be back, and I feel like I am more motivated to record podcasts because I have the space to myself and I don't really have to like think about, you know, other things than just recording this podcast, getting more content on my online membership club. If you haven't joined that, join that. It's a really affordable way to, you know, reach some of these goals and feel amazing and grow your confidence, especially if you're in the creative industry and, you know, whether you do social media, entrepreneur, modeling, influencing, whatever it is, this is for you. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening, and well, have a beautiful day.